Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The photos of Emmett Till's open casket in Jet magazine helped spark the civil rights movement. They're in the Johnson Publishing Archive, which contains millions of images from Jet and Ebony magazines. And now, people will be able to see many of those images at the Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture and the Getty Research Institute. There are unforgettable photos of James Brown offstage, a Pulitzer Prize-winning photo of Coretta Scott King at her husband's funeral, and much more. With me to talk about it is the Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture director, Kevin Young. Kevin, hi.
It's great to be here.
So it's hard to overstate the trove that Jet and Ebony are now making accessible through the Smithsonian and the Getty. During the 80s, Ebony had a circulation of more than 2.3 million. I mean, let's start with just what this means for you in terms of getting access to these archives and being able to make them accessible.
Well, I think like many people, I grew up with subscriptions in my house to Ebony and Jet, or, you know, people would read it in the barbershop or the beauty salon. And having that presence, I think, was so important growing up, just to see oneself in the magazine, but also to see what was happening in other parts of the world. And for many people, I think it was their first trip around the world in a way. It was that Ebony and Jet. I remember vividly Jet magazine having the Who Was on TV, you know, and there were few enough black folks on TV that Jet could list them for the week. And that was kind of such a powerful moment about visibility. And yet at the same time, they had this wonderful trove of photographs, which haven't been seen. And so to see both the photos that, you know, people might know, like the Coretta Scott King you mentioned, but also this powerful array of pictures of everyday folks and famous people on off moments, these wonderful negatives, which amount to over 4.5 million images, is really going to be tremendous. And I think it's going to help people see the history of the 20th century anew.
I don't want to gloss over what you just said, which was more than 4.5 million images.
That's right.
And this is now a project that includes digitizing them. Can you give me an idea of the scope of the challenge before you in terms of preserving these images and making them part of the collection?
Yeah, well, luckily the Getty and the Smithsonian through the National Museum of African American History and Culture have already been engaged in digitizing and processing the collection. We're hoping to have the first tranche of that available next year. And I think that's one of the key things is, and one of the reasons the consortium came together to get the collection in the first place was to make it publicly available and not have these things off away from the public. And our mission is to make them available for people to see, and again, to see themselves and see each other, and to see the ways that Black life was documented since the start of Ebony and Jet magazine.
So I mentioned the images of 14-year-old Emmett Till, his body after he was murdered in Mississippi, and his mother wanted the public to see the extent of the damage to this young boy. Can you tell me a little bit about the importance of images themselves, the sort of unique power, especially of news photos, photos that sort of document everyday life?
It goes from the extraordinary to the everyday, and certainly the pictures that Mamie Till Mobley, that were made available via Jet, and Mamie Till Mobley, as you know, insisted on an open casket for her son in Chicago as testimony, as witness. And by Jet publishing those photos, it was really transformative. People couldn't deny the horror of lynching, the horror that fell to Emmett Till and that was committed against him. And I think you see how his murder in 55 really influences the civil rights movement. You see the ways, and you know, we have in the museum already, Emmett Till's casket. And Mamie Till Mobley entrusting us with that, which we restored and now is one of the sacred spaces in the museum. You can't take pictures. You can only go in there and just pay your respects, but also you feel the weight of history in that room. And it really resonates, and that resonance comes from Amy Till Mobley's bravery, but it also comes, I think, from the fact that Jet Magazine published those pictures unadulterated and showed you the horrors. And I think that's such a powerful aspect of witnessing. That's what these photographs, I think, writ large do. They witness everyday life, they witness the extraordinary, and they witness this bravery of telling the truth, the unvarnished truth.
You've also mentioned a couple times all of the photographs that are just of Black people living their lives, going about their everyday lives. Can you tell me, as you look through some of them, can you describe a couple of those photos that stuck out for you?
Well, I haven't been through the whole thing. So
yeah, you haven't seen all 4.5.
I think
what have you been
really
doing
remarkable.
With your time?
What's really remarkable is, that everydayness, but also the everydayness of what it takes to put together a magazine. So you'll also get to see, and I'm excited by this, you know, it's the negatives as well as the prints. So you get to see sort of the process of putting together the magazine. It's a working collection in some ways. And so you get to see that firsthand, the kind of markings, what they chose, what didn't make it into the magazine. And you also get to see these wonderful photographers like Moneta Sleet Jr. And I think that's really going to be powerful too, to see the way that someone like Moneta J. Sleet, his staff photography and his winning the Pulitzer for Coretta Scott King, a photo, as we mentioned, is really powerful. But also, you know, it is that everyday thing, everyday life in Philadelphia or Chicago or the rural South where my family's from. I mean, you get to see that sort of the glamour, but also the other side. And I think that glamour is just as important as marking the everyday life. But the glamour isn't just celebrities. It's also sort of everyday folks and the aspirational quality of Ebony Magazine, I think, you will come through too.
I was struck by so many images from there. There's a great one of Muhammad Ali backstage with Howard Cosell, and there's Thurgood Marshall after the birth of their son, Thurgood Marshall Jr. Are there any images that stick out for you?
I know there's one of like Quincy Jones at home with his kids, you know, like at the kitchen table, he's working, they're, you know, coloring, you know, like, and you don't always get to see that even behind the scenes of people we think of as so famous and who have changed culture. But reminding us of their humanity is one of the things that I think Ebony and Jet do well, and this archive is going to continue to do that.
I mean, the other thing that occurs to me is that by making these publicly available, it might fill in some holes in history. Very often when history books are written, what's available is photos of white life in America, right? Those are the dominant images. And perhaps, historically speaking, this will help diversify our pictures, our images, or memories of American history. What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, I recall seeing a picture of Debbie Allen and Felicia Rashad, those great sisters, dancing on these stairs, you know. I'm not sure what public stairs they are. But to see that Black joy represented is really going to be powerful. People are going to, I think, turn to that and remind themselves of what we already know. But sometimes we forget, or sometimes, as you said, the public record doesn't always maintain. I think the undeniable quality and the diversity and the breadth and depth of Black life is what the Ebony Jet Archive represents. And the Johnson Publishing Company did that for decades. And to have it here at the museum and to share that with the public and with the Getty is going to be really powerful.
That's Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture Director Kevin Young. Kevin, such a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
And let's take just a moment to hear from writer Dante Stewart, who recently received a gift of vintage Jet magazines, and we asked him what those magazines mean to him.
Every time I open up that Jet magazine, that Ebony magazine, every time I read the words Black people had during that moment and what was really going on, I'm reminded that I'm a part of a larger story, a larger tradition, something deeper, more lasting than the many ways this country tries to erase us and devalue us and harm us. It shows me and reminds me that grief lets us know that the things never lose their value when they are transferred to hands and hearts that believe they're still precious.